This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The banking mess is seen by some as increasing the risk of recession in many countries, which would then use less oil. Crude oil has been falling and remains still below $70 a barrel this morning. It was $120 a barrel last June. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
The bank crisis has scrambled expectations about how much oil the global economy needs right now. Energy expert Amy Myers Jaffe of NYU says going into this year, the thinking was there'd be plenty of demand. But now there are doubts
about whether the economy is going to be strong enough to support everybody's ideas about how much higher oil demand was going to be this year than last year.
Fernando Valle of Bloomberg Intelligence calls the banking sector's troubles a wake-up call.
It creates a fear of contagion and the impact that it could have on consumption and ultimately investments across the Western Hemisphere and then globally at a larger scale.
He says oil's current slump can also be traced in part to China, where demand was expected to rebound more than it has following the phase-out of lockdowns there. Meanwhile, Mark Finley of Rice University says analysts have been bracing for Russia to cut production in response to Western sanctions on Russian energy commodities, including oil.
But that hasn't been the case so far. You know, Russia's been able to find new markets for its oil.
Finley says for consumers, a $10 per barrel decline, like the one we saw last week, could translate into a drop in gas prices on the order of about 25 cents a gallon. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.